Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Hebrews chapter 3, verses 7 through 19. Therefore, just as the Holy Spirit says, "Today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as when they provoked me, as in the day of trial in the wilderness, where your fathers tried me by testing me and saw my works for 40 years. Therefore, I was angry with this generation and said, 'They always go astray in their heart, and they did not know my ways. As I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest.' Take care, brethren, that there not be in any one of you an evil, unbelieving heart that falls away from the living God, but encourage one another day after day, as long as it is still called today, so that none of you will be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold fast the beginning of our assurance firm until the end. While it is said, 'Today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as when they provoked me.' For who provoked Him when they had heard? Indeed, did not all those who came out of Egypt led by Moses? And with whom was He angry for 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose bodies fell in the wilderness? And to whom did He swear that they would not enter His rest, but to those who were disobedient? So we see that they were not able to enter because of unbelief."
We will all spend eternity somewhere. The destination is determined by whether we accept or reject Jesus' offer of forgiveness. But eternity seems distant, so some people feel that they can delay this decision. They assume, "I'll just wait until I'm closer to death, then I'll ask Jesus to save me." The problems with this reasoning are obvious. First of all, there's no guarantee you'll have any warning before death. Second, by spending a lifetime rejecting Christ's offer, you run the risk of developing a hardened heart. Hebrews 3:13 says, "Encourage one another so that none of you will be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin." Saying no to God frequently throughout your life may result in being unable to say yes when death comes knocking at the door. We must be careful not to abuse the grace of God. All people who are not protected by salvation in Jesus Christ will face the reality of judgment. See Hebrews 10:26-27. By putting off the decision to receive Christ as Savior from sin's penalty, you not only lose the immediate blessings of a deeply personal relationship with God now, you also risk future separation from Him for all eternity. Don't wait. Come to Christ today. Acknowledge your sin. Ask His forgiveness. And trust Him as your Savior.